Good afternoon to you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for your time. So how is the side going this year?
Yeah, look, it's the side's shaping up pretty well. With obviously, with missing a season and being a little bit unsure of when things would progress for this season, we got together pretty late. But, yeah, it's been a solid start to the season for Golden Square. And we've played three of the four games. We had a split round there, so we'll catch that up in a couple of weeks. But, yeah, just been really pleased with obviously having footy back on. Yeah. It's great to have, you know, people back out there and being active and enjoying themselves. But we've had, you know, three pretty good wins so far. So, yeah, we're looking forward to our next opponent this week in North Bendigo. But, yeah, really pleased with how the girls are tracking, I guess, learning each week, which is the main thing.
How tough was it last year in the hope of trying to get some sort of season and then it was completely taken away from you?
Yeah, it was difficult. Like, it was difficult for a number of reasons in all elements of life, really. But, you know, sport's one of those things that brings so many people together and is that little outlet for each individual. And it affects everyone differently. And to have that all taken away was obviously difficult for so many. You know, I was able to keep busy with family life and things like that. But, you know, if someone hasn't got that and then only had their sport, and that was taken away, it was very difficult. So, but as I said, it's great to be back out there, and you know, the girls are definitely smiling and having fun and enjoying their games, which is, you know, what it's all about.
That is very true. The smiles on the faces, even with the male footy as well. I went and had a look at a couple of pre-season training, you know, training drills, and just the smiles on all their faces. It's great to be back playing local sport, be it football, be it tennis, whatever it is. It's great to have local sports coming back in one way or another. Now, give us a couple of names to look out for the Golden Square side. I mean, if I said the names of Lily Campbell, Andrea Wilson, you know, kicking three goals each last week, obviously hoping to back that up this week, but are there others that go above and beyond the call of duty?
Look, it's I'm pretty spoiled in terms of the group that I have. There's a lot of girls in the side that just simply play their role, and you know, for those girls to kick three goals each last week, and Tiana Cochran is another one who kicked a few goals too, and you know, they don't get those goals without, you know, our defence playing well, and our captain Sarah Baldwin sort of leads the charge from in defence, and Carly McRae as well down back. And, yeah, my wife, Carly Ladson, is playing pretty well in the ruck at the moment, and she helps set up a lot of the play that comes into the forward line. But, yeah, the girls you mentioned are playing well. Lil's new to our club, and she's been fantastic. And Andrea Wilson, obviously, had had a few years off, and she played at the Bendigo Thunder originally. But, you know, obviously a great basketballer in town, and her sister's a superstar too. But a lot of girls are playing good footy, but we've got some young up-and-coming stars that I've... yeah, just really enjoyed watching get back into it this year. In Bree Hyden, Ella Turnbull and Ella Cochran are playing great footy as well. So, yeah, it's just nice. Everyone's just doing their bit, and you know, and that's, as long as everyone's improving each week, that's what it's all about.
Yep, and that's what you've got to improve in everything that you do, don't you, Rick? Rick Ladson is the Golden Square football coach for the women's side, joining us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Now, you mentioned there, Rick, about your wife playing. I'm hoping, well, do you have a part in the selection process? Because, you know, if you've got to drop the wife for poor form, I don't know what it's going to be like in your household.
Oh, look, it works pretty well.
Oh, good.
We do co-coach, and yeah, she missed out in 2019, and yeah, it was actually our first year as a club, and she played round one and told me she was pregnant with our third child, so I had to delist her, so that didn't go down too well, but we had to do what was right, so I think I was the first husband ever to have to delist their wife, but ever, I reckon, but she's bounced back well, and she's playing some good footy as well, and yeah, it's good. We bounce off each other pretty well, and she's quite inexperienced in that sense, but she's learning and loving that challenge of both playing and co-coaching as well. So
now, with women's footy, Rick, how popular has it been, say, over the last 2, 3, 4 years since the inception maybe of the AFLW as well?
Oh, there's no doubt there's been a participation boom, I reckon. And the avenues probably weren't in place locally in a lot of areas for it to boom so quickly. But, yeah, participation levels are high. And, you know, young girls can now see that pathway, yep. which is just exciting. You know, I just remember being a young boy that just, you know, wouldn't stop kicking the footy and just wanted to play AFL. And, you know, my pathway was already there.
Yep.
I was very fortunate, and all boys that grew into men were. So to have that major pathway into an AFLW or VFLW even is fantastic. And locally here, you know, AFL Central Vic are doing a great job
yep.
in putting things in place to make sure that, you know, I guess the league will continue to grow and participation levels will maintain to be at a high level.
And just finally, Rick, if you wouldn't mind just telling us about your opponent tomorrow. How do you see the game going and whereabouts will it be so we can get a big crowd there tomorrow?
So we're playing North Bendigo on Mother's Day. So that'll be at North Bendigo. So it's their home game this week. And North Bendigo are always a challenging side because they're very well coached, and Storm Geary's doing a great job with a young group there. And but yeah, no doubt they tackle hard and they play hard, which is really good. So our girls are looking for a really big challenge to make sure that we can absorb that and hopefully get a few goals on the board to put some scoreboard pressure on. But yeah, that's who we're playing, and that'll be at North Bendigo.
Look forward to it tomorrow. Rick, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. Good luck tomorrow and for the rest of the season.
No worries. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. That is Rick Ladson, the Golden Square football coach for the women's side, joining us on the Sideline View. It's Gold Central Victoria.